Today's daf in Masechet Gemurah brought to you by Ben Chamot Yerushalayim is daf Tet, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah right here on top. Meimirin min hatzon al habakar, min habakar al hatzon, min hakvasim al ha'izim, min ha'izim al hakvasim, min hazecharim al hanekevot, min hanekevot al hazecharim. When we say that we make a tmura, that does not mean that the new animal is supposed to be a duplicate of the original animal. A tmura has to do with a kedusha, a new kedusha that's been taken off of the old animal, but it's an attempt to transfer kedusha no matter what the circumstances are. If I have a male and I want to transfer it to a female, then even if that female is not suitable for the, let's have an oila, and I can't use female for an oila, but the tmura is still going to be chal. And not only that, let's have the wrong kind of animal. I start off with a chatas. My chatas is a kivsa, let's say, right? Which is a sheep, female sheep. And I substitute a bull. So that's a different species and it's a different sex. Doesn't matter. The important idea is I'm transferring kedusha. It doesn't have to be a duplicate animal. So therefore, it doesn't matter which species it is on what other species. It doesn't matter what sex on what sex. And, of course, as the Pasuk makes very clear, it doesn't matter what status. So one of them can be a balmum, and the other one can be a tamim, and it makes no difference. If I try to take a better animal, I take a tamim and exchange it for the balmum, or vice versa, or the same, is fine. So, fine. I mean, in all those cases, you get malchus. And mina tmimim ala balimumin, min balimumin ala tmimim. Shenema lo yachlifeno velo yamiroto, tov bira, ora betov. When we say tov bira, what is the ra that we're referring to? Tov bira means... Are you joining the Cookie Monster crowd right now? Tov bira means you take a good animal, which means it's a tamim, and you exchange it for a ra animal, which means a balmum. But what kind of balmum is it? I mean, because if it was a balmum where the balmum was there before the kedusha, then it never had kedusha zaguf. Can something without kedusha zaguf make a tmura? Is basically what the Mishnah is asking. When you say tov bira, how bad can it be? Because the ultimate ra would be doesn't even have kedusha at all. Says the Gemara, no. In fact, it would only be a zero tov bara. They're answering you. I felt the here it goes. So it would be balei mumin shekadam hekdesh alet muman. It would only be where the hekdesh came first, and then the mum fell. But if the mum fell before the hekdesh, there is no way for me to be able to make it a tmura, because it doesn't have the necessary power of its kedusha saguf to be able to make it tmura. Now, how do we know all of this, says the Gemara? Minani mili, that it makes absolutely no difference what we're talking about, what kind of animal we're talking about, and so on. The Tana Rabbana. It says in the Pasuk, behema bibehema, right? So any animal that you switch for any other animal, vayahu tmurato iyakot. Okay, so if you want to use the most general possible term, animal, so then obviously it would make no difference. May be mean from any animal and any other animal. And he also min balimumin ala tmimim, umin atmimim al balimumin, sort of. I mean, even though that part would have to be the from the additional tovaran and so on. What type, again, are we talking about? Yochal afilu kona mumen lehekdeshan. Would we be able to take something that did not have kedushat haguf, and where first it had a balmum, and then you went ahead and you made it kodesh? Would that be considered to be the type of hekdesh that could create a tov bara? Meaning the chulin is tov and the hekdesh is ra, is that included? No, it's not included. Talmud lomar lo yachlifenu velo yomir ota tov bira o ra betov, and that shows a zero tov bira only balimum shikadam hekdesh net muman. Huh? How does that show anything? My Torah said, well, what did you just prove? I ask you, the Pasuk Tatov Baral Rabatov, and I ask you, or you yourself raised the question, what do I mean by Tov Bara? How Ra can it be? And you say, well, it says Tov Baral Rabatov, so obviously it can only be if it was Kadam Hegdesh and Esmuman. Where do you see that? My Talmud, you just repeated the same thing. Rabbi, and you listen carefully. If that's all the Pasuk wanted to say, okay, then all it needed to say was, name a crop, lo yachlifenu, velo yomiroto, tov bira, o ra bo. Now, when you say, o ra bitov, okay, so then what you're doing is you are stressing an additional level of tov. Now, what is that additional level? That had to at least begin on some level that it could have been tov. That's the point. You can't simply have it something that doesn't have any kedusha at all, says Abaye. So Mamela, even though we have the pasuk on the surface, is only saying this, but if I would have said, O ra bo, what would have been the bo? Ra bo. What's the bo? The bo would be that the Ra is chulin, that's ra, bo. What would bo be? Bo would be anything. Any hegdash, o ra bo, any hegdash. Whether the hegdash has a mum, the hegdash doesn't have a mum, right? Which is true. That would have been a very efficient way to say it. But if you say, no, I'm talking about not ra bo under any circumstances. I'm talking about ra betov. Now, it obviously doesn't have to be really tov, because I just said tov bara. So it doesn't have to be really tov. So why am I saying tov again? I could have just said, leave it open, whatever it is, good, bad, whatever, right? Because I already said that I don't care. Because tov bara means by definition that the kodesh is ra. So then when I flipped the case, and I could have kept it very simple and said ra bo, whatever its status is, why am I getting involved in claiming it has to be good? It doesn't have to be good. I just said it could be bad. Must be because it needs on some level to be good. What level? That the Kedusha at least was tefis on it, so that initially, at the time that I made it, Kedusha was good. Beautiful deal. Mamish brilliant, right? Rava says, but there's more to it than that. There's more to it than that, because actually, I need to be medayik from both of these words, tov. I need to be medayik something. And the truth is, tarvayu tov yiturimiyat. Both of these tovs are extra. Because if you want to really be efficient, all you needed to say was, Nichtof krop, lo yachlifeno velo yamir, o tov bira, o ra bo. So whatever it is that you have, you can't flip not for ra, or ra for it, whatever it is. Why did you have to write twice? Tov bira, ra betov. So one, I agree. One, you're definitely right in that. But one, you didn't say. And I say, we need to learn from it. Because that first tov tells me that even a tov betov, you'll get malchus on for being named. Does a buyer want? That's one. And the other one was, like you said, tov mi koro osetumura, ra mi koro eno osetumura. And I agree with you. The buyer says, why in the world would I need a person to tell me that tov betov is a tamura and you get malchus on? Why? I mean, isn't it rather obvious? It's a kal vachomer, I understand. If you're telling me that even if you use a tov chulin animal for a ra kodesh animal, we're over there, you're doing a wonderful thing for kodesh. You're exchanging. It was a poor quality animal. And all you did was say, I don't want a poor quality animal. I'm going to give them a good quality animal. I'll flip it for a good quality animal. And that's considered to be a tamura, and that's considered to be high of malchus, even when I'm doing it better. So kosher kain, if I'm just doing it at random and I'm giving it the same quality animal, it's for sure going to get malchus, right? So why do I need an extra pasuk tov to tell me that tov betov is considered to be high of malchus for tamura? Of course it is. Even making things better is considered to be high of malchus. So lo kosher kain deloki, if it's a tov betov, says Robert, yes. It is a kosher cain, and therefore, can you give malchus based on a kosher cain? No. Ein onashim min adin. You're never allowed, even though it's obvious that this case ought to be included, but if the Torah doesn't say it, then I don't have an Azara for this case. So I'm telling you where the Azara is. What are you telling me? Kosher cane. Kosher cane just proves to me that it's usher. It doesn't prove to me the guy's going to get malchus. Says Abaya. That's where I need a Kal Vachomer, okay? I don't need the Kal Vachomer. Olav, do you know, why do you view it? I said it like it's a Kal Vachomer, okay? I should have shut my mouth. But that's not the point. In effect, it's the same thing. It can't be worse, can it? I mean, it's going to be worse. It'll be the same. I mean, make a Kal Vachomer, you're right. Ain't on Shimin Adin. But this is the same as it was before. That's all that I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a real Kal Vachomer, obviously. So over here, Olav Dinahu, mi gora, is it worth to have a tov betov than a tov bara? No, it's not worth. That's all I'm saying. It's included. Yeah, but the Kal Vachomer, fine. I don't need the Kal Vachomer. Forget about the Kal Vachomer. You're basically doing the same thing. It's not a different issue. It's the same issue. Tana Rabbana. We have two separate sukkah. Lo yachlifeno v'lo yamiroto. Lo yachlifeno means don't switch it. What does chalipin mean? Barter, right? What's the meaning of chalipin? To do a barter. If I want to do a chalipin with you, I want to switch my thing for your thing. It's a type of kinyan. Okay, so obviously when the Torah says lo yachlifeno, it's talking about being machlifit for other people. So someone, we're going to ask in a minute, what it means. How can I use somebody else's carbon or somebody else's animal? How can I use it? But we'll see. But the meaning of lo yachlifeno is don't barter it for somebody else's. I can't change it. But lo yamiroto means I can't flip it for my own animal. Those are the two cases. So then you'll say, just write lo yachlifeno. What are you adding? I mean, it makes a great deal of sense that using my own animal and flipping it is not inherently different than using somebody else's animal, right? Well, I understand, why do I need two separate psukim? Because I katavachi havamina, I would have said like this, listen, by definition, when I'm making an exchange, then what I'm saying is, let the Kaddish animal be exchanged for the Chulin animal. So there I'm trying to get rid of the Kedusha. But if I do a Tamura, maybe I'm a good guy who wants to expand the Kedusha. Now, I can't expand it to another guy's carbon. I can't. I'm doing an exchange. That's the whole point. It's chalipin. But if it's my own, I could be expanding. And if I'm expanding, maybe if my initial intent is that both of them should be Kaddish, so maybe the Torah wouldn't be makpid. Maybe I wouldn't get malchus. So I'm not trying to remove the Kedusha. I'm trying to add Kedusha. So that should be okay. Therefore, I need to know, no. Even in that case, you'd be chayav. So I would have thought, let's see it inside. He cut off al chayav, would have just said, lo yach mifeno. Havamina, that the meaning is teitzei zo, v'tikanei zo, hudetilaki. If you want to take off the Kedusha, want to put it on the other, that's an exchange. That I get malchus for. But if I'm being Mamir, when I'm expanding the Kedusha, we're over there, the Tarvayo Ko Magdish Lu. I'm trying to be Magdish both. Ema lo laki. Kamash Malan. In that case, you're also Loka. Okay, but I'm just curious. On whose animal? Yes, yeah, but then you wouldn't call it Chalipin. Chalipin. The idea of exchanging, yeah. Yeah, it's just the language. If I write both words, the language gets really two different things. Says the one, I'm just curious. I mean, can you tell me a case? How could the Torah mean that lo yachlifeno would be for someone else's animal? How in the world could you have any impact on someone else's animal? I mean, there's two possible directions over here. I'm trying to use the other person's chulin animal. I can't make somebody else's chulin animal kodesh. What are we saying? It's not mine, right? Or it could be talking about taking my chulin animal and the other person's kodesh animal, but I can't use the other person's kodesh animal. Why? What right do I have to say anything about his kodesh animal? The whole case doesn't make any sense. Ask the high b'shalach harem hechidam. Would you please tell me what the case could be? I mean, are we talking about inema behemet hegdish the day v'chulin the alma? We're talking about I own hegdish. This other guy Reuven, he owns chulin, and I want to go ahead and exchange my Hegdash and make his Chulin Kodesh. How can I make his Chulin Kodesh? We must Magdash. The home and core of the concept of Kedusha. Ish ki Yagdish et Beito Kodesh Lashem, the Torah says, right? Om Rachman. Why does it use that as a dugma? I'll tell you very simply why it uses that as a dugma. If it's your house, nobody walked off with it. That I promise you. Okay, so if it's your house, it's saying it's yours and it's brishutra. It can't be not brishutra if it's yours by definition. If it's real estate, then it's brishutra also. That's the chiddush. Now, just beto, just like ma beto, brishutra of ko brishutra. Something has got to be in your actual possession, physically and legally. So how can I take somebody else's animal and make it kodesh, please? So that can't be the case. So maybe, what do you want to say? The case is that I have a chulin animal, and I want to use the kiddush on someone else's animal to come and to make my animal kodesh. How can I do that? You can't be matvis b'davar she'ino shelo. You can't use the kedusha as a hatfasa even on something that you don't own. You also can't. It works in both because ein adam matfis bedavar she'eino shelo. You can't do that. So we had that before. Right? 2 days ago we had that. So I don't understand the case. There's no such case as lo yachli fenu. Where is the case of lo yachli fenu? Says the Gemara, there is a case. The case would be liolam bevehima da'egesh de'alma. It is the second case. It'll only work out with the second case. Why will it only work out with the second case? Okay. It'll only work out with the second case. What's the second case again? It's my animal that's chulin. It's the other guy's animal that's kodesh. That's the only case where it can work out. Because by definition, if it's going to be the other case in which my animal is actually the kodesh animal, and his animal is the chulin animal, the only possible way that I could be empowered to make his animal kodesh would be is if he made me a shliach. Right? Because that's the only way, since it's not mine, I cannot make it kedush. Giving me permission is not enough. Because giving me permission doesn't make it mine. I still have to do that act of making something kodesh, right? Okay, so there's no way that giving me permission is going to help. And to try to make me a shliach, ain't shliach l'dvar avera, because I'm trying to do it now as an act of iser, which could get malchus for. You can't do that as a shliach either. So therefore, it's impossible to create that case. But the other case, the second case, which I'm talking about now, where I want to use his kedusha to make my animal chulin, to use his kedusha does not require shlichut. It just requires access. In other words, because you don't want to say, wow, what are you saying about my thing? I can't be matvis. You can't be matvis in my thing. But if I say, I don't mind, you could be matvis in my thing. You want to make something kodesh? You could say, this animal should be like this animal. It's okay with me. So then that's not a shlichut. It's simply access. That's what it's talking about. Yes, yes. Because hatfasa. Hatfasa is not an act of creation of kedusha. It's just access to say, this Kedusha should also be on mine. It belongs to Kodesh. It won't be mat or anything. No, it'll definitely be a Temura. Let's stick to the... Le'olam b'veima de'egdash di'alma, it's talking about somebody else's Kedusha. And it's my chulin. So what's the case? The case is that the owner of the behemah of Hekdesh said, anybody who would like to use my animal as a makor of kedusha is welcome to it. So kol ha'rotza la'amir b'vemto, yavavi amir, you can use my animal, it's fine. So all you want to do is to transfer it. Whoever wants to can transfer it. There's no shlifas in this case, there's only accessibility. Richie?
The transfer or spread? What's this?
Yes, Rabbi.
Spread.
Are you ready?
We are ready because we wait for Richie. Thank you, Sir Richard. We miss you. May Mirin Ech, I know you don't miss us. enjoy. Exactly. It's like this case. Right? Who's got the chulin and who's got the kachim over here? May Mirin Echad Bishnaim. Now, not only We said before, it doesn't matter what species, what sex, what type, all the same. How about if it's plural for singular or singular for plural? Says the Mishnah, you can make one animal, one chulin animal, a tmura for two Kodesh animals. So you can make two Kodesh animals, two chulin animals for one Kodesh animal. Or you can have one chulin animal for 100. I don't care. Or 100 chulin animals you can have for one Kodesh animal. Of course, you'll get 100 malkias. Be very expensive. Ooh, that hurts. So you could have it either way. Rabbi Shimon says, no. You cannot do more than one tmura at a time. It's always one-to-one. En meimirin ela echad be'achad. Shenem, I shouldn't have said it that way, because there are shittas that say that you could do two at a time if you have two for two, or three for three. But that's machlok. Okay, but en meimirin ela echad be'achad might mean you can only use the kiddush of one to make a tmura for one. Okay. Shenem avayahu utmurato. Read. Who? V'tmurato. Okay. He and its tmura. Now that's all one. Loshen yachid. Okay. And that's the only time that it should be kodesh. Just like who. When you say it, it is a specific it. It's miyuchad. It's a single it. Af he. So too, the tmura has to be miyuchad. It has to be one animal. Okay. Now, you told me the shita of Rabbi Shimon and why he holds it. You didn't tell me the sheet of the Tanakh. So I'd like to really see the whole argument as it evolves from the pasuk. Behema proves mikan shemimir nechad b'shnayim be'achad. Echad b'meya, meya b'echad, because the word behima is a generic term for any number of animals. Rabbi Shimon Omer, eh meimir ela echad b'echad. What do you mean? Behima is lashon yachid. It's singular. So it says lashon yachid. It's lo behima b'behimot and lo behimot b'behima. It's behima b'behima. Why do you think we stress it twice like that? It means both of them are yachidim. Omrulo said the Chachamim Timur. I understand. I mean, we find in the Torah that many behemot are called behema. So why do you feel that that's like in any way unique? Shenema uvehema rabba? How many animals were there in Ninveh? One? Behema rabba. Lots and lots of animals here. Why do we call it behema? Why not say uvehemot larov? Because behema rabba is a generic term for a flock, however big it is. Rabbi Shimon, come on, it does say Beimah Rabbah, you can't argue with that. Says Rabbi Shimon, Beimah Rabbah, any idiot can see, is exactly, you're using the adjective to show me that you're talking about a different sense of Beimah, because otherwise you can have one that's Rabbah, so of course it's called Beimah Rabbah, you agree. But you wouldn't just call it Stam Beimah if you meant many animals. Hold on a second. It's not what Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah, "V'hayahu utmurato." Now all of a sudden he's flipping to behema. Time in the Rabbi Shimon mishum behema. I thought time in the Rabbi Shimon was because it says "hu utmurato." You said that in the Mishnah. Ma hu miuchad af tmura miuchedet. Says the Gemara. Well, the truth is Rabbi Shimon did try to prove it initially from "v'hayahu utmurato." So mi kara amalem Rabbi Shimon min v'hayahu utmurato. Then he hears in the Braita the details. Okay, so now the Rabbanan is saying, ignore the man behind the curtain over there. Ayahu tmurato. Read the pasuk. The pasuk says, behema b'behema. That proves it. So now he has to deal with the behema b'behema, right? So he sees, because of the Darshi Rabbanan, when he sees the Rabbanan start talking about this behema jazz, behema b'behema, so he says to them, Amar lahem, listen, you can't bring a raya from there. On the contrary, I can bring a raya from there just as much. Put the two together, and contextually, it's very strongly mashmal what I'm saying. Behema, behema, is a yachid hu tmurato. Come on. I mean, the fact that you find behema rabba certainly is no meaning at all for this case, where you put the two together, and it becomes very clear. Now, the girsa that we have is as follows. It makes much more sense. The girsa is as we have. even though Rashi brings there was, apparently there was another Girsa that does, which talks about it, but this makes much more sense. In this Girsa, as we have it, we now come along and question how far Rabbi Shimon wanted to go with this. Because when Rabbi Shimon says you can only do a tmura for a tmura, did he mean at one time? Or did he mean having used up, so to speak, the kedusha in the tmura once it no longer is powerful enough to do it again? Completely different ways of looking at it. So Reish Lakish says, well, of course Rabbi Shimon is made that you could go and do it 1,000 times. He's just saying you can't do it at one time. That's all he's saying. But murder Rabbi Shimon should maybe mirin, v'chazrinu memirin, v'chazrinu memirin. There's no limit to the number of times. Why? Because kedusha rishona, the hegdash lahechan halcha. What do you think, something happened to the original kedusha? The way that a tmura works, it doesn't, nothing happens to the kedusha. The Tera was Mechadesh, the Vayahu Tmurato Yakodesh, Min HaShemayim. We made the second one Kodesh because you started with Kodesh. It's not that you've somehow weakened the Kedusha, but now why can't I do it again? And the Hayahu V'Tmurato, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's the same thing. Kishem She'in Mimirin Shnayim Be'Echad, if you hold that you cannot do two at one time, then you can't do one after the other either. Kach Ein Mimirin V'Chozrin, you can never have one tmura, one animal making more than one tmura. And in fact, we have brightot in both directions. Tanik about the Rav Yochanan, Tanik about the Reish Lakish. Tanik about the Rav Yochanan, Kishem, Shein Meimirin, Echad Bishnayim, according to Rabbi Shimon. So too, Ein Meimirin, Vechozin, Meimirin, according to Rabbi Shimon. Tanik about the Reish Lakish. Yochol, Kishem, Shama, Rabbi Shimon, Shein Meimirin, Shnayim, Echad, Kach, Ein Meimirin, Vechozin, Meimirin. You might have thought and made the mistake of saying what Rabbi Yochanan said, namely, that in the same way that Rabbi Shimon said you cannot make at the same time two tmurot, you also cannot make a tmura and then a tmura and then a tmura. No. Talmud Lomar, therefore, it says, V'haya hu utmurato afilo me'a. V'haya hu utmurato, it always shall be this way. Again, we're using that word v'haya. This is the way it is. Anytime you do it, v'ayahu tmurato yekodesh. Now, Rav Ovin said like this: L'divrei ha'omer ein meimirin v'chozrin meimirin. I have interesting question. Now, here's my question. Before we start this question, let's get the dinim straight, because otherwise it could get very complicated. And it's really extremely simple. We can start off with a case of tmura, which can rapidly change into something else. Okay. Remember, there's two ways that things change into something else. They can change into a different body, interestingly enough, and they can change into a different kedusha. Really? Yep. Suppose you had an animal that has a mum on it. Now, when you are poda it in on another animal, remember, you can always be poda an animal onto another animal as long as you don't say this is a tmura. You say, I want to be poda this animal with this animal. Perfect. No problem. Everything fine. Of course, if you're the owner, you have to add 1/5. So the new animal would have to be worth 25% more, right? Okay, good. That's fine. So you did that. You now have a new animal that has the kedusha of the first animal, correct? What happens if the kedusha of the first animal was already used to make a tmura? For got a moment.
Is that called used?
It was used. No. It was used. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's used up. Right. So, yeah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it was used up. So it, now, however, there's a new animal. There's a new body, because I was machlif it correctly by doing a pidyon on a new body. Does that new body regenerate the full kedusha? Now I can use the new body again because it's the first time for me, right? Okay, so then that's okay. Maybe. That's a question. I change the body. Since it's my first time since this animal, I've never been a tmura. I'd like to make that tmura just one time, right? Fine. There's another way that something can change. It can change not its body, but it can change its kedusha. How can it change its kedusha? Well, I am an usham. Okay? Now, what happens is the guy is on his way to Beis HaMikdash, and I wander away. I never liked that idea of being put on these mizbeachs anyway. Okay, so I wander away. The guy says, oh my God, what am I going to do? He goes and he buys another usher. And he was mishaper with that other usher, okay? Now they find me. Huh. What's the din when they find me? Now I become an oila. Because I'm now, once I end up being an usher, but it was mishaper ba'alav, so then the kedusha on this usher now turns into an oila. There's a machloikas, whether it's an oila for kayetz on his back, which is for tzarchet sibur, in which case there would be no way to make a tamura with it, because you can't make a tamura with a public carbon. But there's a man Yama who says that if it's my asham, it becomes my oila, if I was in the schaper ba'ach. I just want to warn you that Rashi weirdly says that it's going along to Man Yomar who says it becomes an Asher with a Tzibur, which does not seem to make any sense, and there are many who say this must be a mistake in the Nusa, right? There's other alternative explanations, but it's not our sugya right now. Let's not worry about it till we get to the sugya of Tmura of a Tzibur. Okay, so there are two ways, and there too I have the same question. Now that I'm an Ayla, I was never a Tmura before, but yes, you were when you were not. That was a different life. A different life. Being an oila is a whole different world. I've never made a tamura before. Can I make a tamura, right? Two possible ways in which such a thing can happen. Now.
And the first way would be a distinction between whether it was the bottom and not. Like out of the chomish, you could find that that's an additional element, which if it was somebody else, it would be
no,
the same.
No, no. We'll get to the chomish issue later. Don't get yourself mixed up. Try to keep life simple. Okay. Now. There's also a way to combine the two. I could have a new body and a new life. Because what could have happened was that the first animal that was a tamura, the first animal that was used as a tamura, got a mum. I bought a new, not bought, but I exchanged it legally by being paid it on another animal that was going to be an ashram. That ashram, they're still writing you, that ashram got lost. And then that ashram is now also an oila, so now it's a new body and a new life, a cyber dream. You could keep doing this forever and be immortal. So now the question is, does it go all the way back to the original source? All of us, new bodies and new lives, came from that original tamura-used animal. Does that prevent us from having that renewal to be able to make a tamura? Or because we are both a new body and a new life, then we get a right to make a tamura again. Okay, so we have three possibilities here. Now, once we understand the three possibilities, we can rush through the sugya because it's very simple. So, by Rav Avin, what Rav Avin did is that he initially constructed a case where it's both a new body and a new life, which seems to be an unreasonable leap, since we could have first dealt with each issue separately, which is the normal way of dealing with things. So what Rav Avin did, the Gemara is going to say, wait a minute over here. What are you jumping with? What's your question? Start with the questions, and then we'll get to the multiple questions. Fine. To buy Rav Avin, if you hold back Rav Yochanan, that you only got a one-time shot in life on being a Tamura, right? Suppose somebody is Mafresh and Asham, and he had to be Mitzchaper with this Asham. He used this asham once, and he made it a tamura. Then, by after he made it a tamura for another one, he took that original asham and he was poda it because it was umam, it got a mum, and now he legally was poda it on another asham. Now the second asham is a new body, correct? That second asham got lost, so he needed to go ahead now and bring a different asham, which he did. Then he found the second asham, and now that second asham is going to be an ayla. So now it's both a new body and a new kedusha. What about then? I want to know if he was chilul al acher, and then he was nitchaper b'asham acher after one got lost, and now the original one was found v'nitek la'ayla, and now it became an ayla. Ma'o shi amr bo? Can he use it or not? That's the question. What do we say? Well, look, basically, it's already been used once. in a different body? Yes, with a different kedusha. Yes, it all comes from a kedusha that had once been used. Omer Abayis, I don't like the way Rav Oven is doing this. I mean, what is he? It's so confusing. He's got two completely different issues, right? So tease them apart. I mean, what do you feel, says Abayis, what do you feel is the main issue? Okay, you could have asked the main issue and clarified that first. So what's your problem? Mike Omibarley, is he worried about the fact that now it's got a new body and maybe that's enough to allow you to make? I know you're here, but you're not smiling and enthusiastic. So is he asking about the fact it's a new body, Shnei Gufim, even though it's the same Kedusha? So what did he have to throw in this business of that he was Mischaper and then he got another one and now it's a new Kedusha, and now it's an Eila? That's an unnecessary complication. So Tiboyle below Mischaper, you have to add in that whole jazz. If the thing that he wants to know about is if it's the same animal, but it's a totally different Kedusha, before it was an Usher and now it's an Eila, that's your question. So then ask back, what did you need the thing? It needed, got a mum, and then you were paid and now it's a different body. You made it too complicated. Ask your problem, and then we'll deal with it. So think about what do you mean? Rav Oven was basically asking, chada migo, chada kabi barla. He's just being efficient. He's saying, okay, come on, guys, reconstruct my question. Let's not be children. I'm putting all of the issues together, okay? So here's what I'm asking. Let's say I ask you, you understand, I would ask you the first question. I've got two different bodies because it got a mum and now you bought a new one, but it's the same Kedusha. You'll say, no, I mean, then it's basically the same thing. You can't make a tumor with the second one. You just transfer the first one on this one. That's because it's Mishum Debahi Kedusha, Itamar Bacharazimna. You use the same Kedusha of the Asham to make a Tmura, and that Kedusha has been already used. Then I'll ask you, what about if it would be Shnei Gufim and Shnei Kedushas? Then what would be the din? Huh? Take them. So now you don't know the answer. That's all I'm asking. It's asked as an Imtim Tzoloma. That's called Chodem Igo Chod. If you tell me that this is not, then I'll ask you, what about this? And then if you'll say this is not, I'll ask you, what about both together? So basically, you end up being very efficient. Now, there's also a Yerushalmi. And in the Yerushalmi, which we're about to quote, things develop a little bit differently, according to which we never combined the two in such a way that we answered, and we actually were left with the problem earlier. Look at the Lishnachri. In the Yerushalmi, it goes like this, Boy Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar me'ein me'mirin v'chozin u'me'mirin. What would be the din? If somebody was mafresh and asham to get a kapara, ve'mirbo, he made it a tumura, and then it got a mum, and then chilolo acher. In this version, Rabbi Oven asked the simple question first. What would be the din? Mahu shi'achzor v'yamir. Question A. Do we say, since it's a different body now, it's a guf acher, I'm able to use it to make a tumura? And my next question, according to the Yerushalmi, Reb Ovin himself asks the next question separately. So he juxtaposes two possibilities. Possibility A, a different body. Possibility B, a different Kedusha. What's the different Kedusha? He lost the original Asham and never got a mum. He lost the original Asham. He was mitchaper b'ashabacher, went back and found the original Asham. Now it became an Eila. Can he use this Eila to make a Tumura? Do we say, since ultimately it came from a Korban that had been used for a Tumura, he can't reuse it as a Tumura? In the Yerushalmi's version, Abaya is not upset at the fact that he's mixing metaphors. Abaya is upset at the fact that it's quite clear that depending on your approach to an understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, one or the other of these has got to be your primary concern. You can't just sit there innocently pretending Rabbi Yochanan just says some magical statement, and now I'm going to question it on the basis of a new guf, and I'm going to question it on the basis of a new kedusha. One or the other of those, and Abaya's got a few possibilities in his mind, where depending on how I understand Rabbi Yochanan, I will proceed to ask the one that concerns me most, okay? So therefore, Abaya says, what really concerns Rav Oven? I mean, he's not a fool. He's got an approach to Rabbi Yochanan. Which one of these questions is more probing of the nature of Rabbi Yochanan's question? Right? That's the way you ask a question. You don't just throw questions loosely at things. What if, what if, what if? Thank you very much. Anybody can ask what if. That's where most of the Daf Yomi questions go to, and they're horrible. Right? So the meaning of a question is to have a well-defined approach to a sugya and not ask a question. Well, which one is the one that bothers him? Hi, Kami Baile. Is it Kedusha Acheret to Aguf? Is he bothered more by what the din would be? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. With the change in the status of the Kedusha from Asham to Ayla, then ask that case. Don't throw in the case about a mom and a different body, because that's not fundamentally the problem. So lo di boy humam v'chilo lo b'acher. That would be an approach to Rabbi Yochanan, that the issue that is involved is the pegam in the Kedusha. So by creating a new Kedusha, which is Kedusha's Ayla, that has never been used, it's a complete and totally new Kedusha, and therefore, I want to know, would that be sufficient to make a tmura or not? Now, if what he understands in Rabbi Yochanan is that the amount of Kedusha in an object is limited, so then ask if you renew the object. Now, if you have a new guf, what would be the din? But make up your mind. I mean, you can't just throw things at us. So, e guf acher bo ta Kedusha, then forget about the complication of the case of Nitzkaper Ba'asham Acher. Ask that case for Rabbi Yavin. Actually, Rabbi Yavin was asking two separate things. There is one that he would have taken as more for granted. And he was asking, first he asked, what would be the din if it's a different guf? Humam v'chilolo al acher. Ma'oshi yaksir v'yamir. Is it indeed sufficient to say that the problem of Rabbi Yochanan could be addressed by simply having a fully new animal? So it's only if it's the same goof that cannot carry that amount of Kedusha. Okay, so then Ba'ashem Rishan Huda Eno Chozer Omeimir, but maybe even a goof Acher, even though it's the same Kedusha, might be enough. Afagav the Kodesh Ota Kedusha Chozer Omeimir. But perhaps, Odioma, Go Ba'ota Kedusha Eno Chozer Omeimir, maybe indeed the problem is you can never use the same Kedusha. So im tim tzaloma, if you'll conclude that the din is that over here hadein guf acher, the other guf, since it's the same kedusha, who cares if it's another guf? It's a problem in kedusha. Even though what kedusha kaim in chozer omeinir. So now one asks the other question: if it was nitzchaper ba'asham acher, now it became an eila. Ma nitzgzerishon la eila. Ma sheyarzev yamir ba. Do we say the only time that you can have a chayzer omeimer is only if it's oto aguf beota kadusha? But if it's oto aguf bekadusha acheret, chayzer omeimer. Or do we say, even though afagav the kadusha achereti, you still can't, because it's still the same goof. But in this version in the Yerushalmi, he never combined the questions, so that it was clear to him that if it would be both a new goof and a new kadusha, there would be nothing to discuss. That's a tremendous nafkamina. So in the Yerushalmi, we leave the original issue as a teku, but not the combined issue as a teku. Now, we have something very similar, which Reb Barnea alluded to a little bit before, and that is Reb Avin said exactly the same din in another case that needed to be defined as either the same body or the same kedusha. And what was that? Where do you add a chomesh? What do you mean? Where do you add a chomesh? Don't you add a chomesh every time you have a pidyon? Well, there's an equivalent to Reb Yochanan by Tmura. There's an equivalent din about chomesh. And what is that? That's Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Reb Yeshua ben Levi says you can only be mosif chomesh once, the same way you can only make a Tmura once. So therefore, hegdesh rishon mosif chomesh, when you have your initial kedusha, and you're coming to be poda that, okay, then you're mosif b'chomesh. But a secondary kedusha that derived already from another kedusha that you had been mosif b'chomesh on once, you're not mosif b'chomesh on it again. So if it's hekdesh sheni, ain't no mosif b'chomesh, you wouldn't have the same thing happen again, because it's seen as a continuation of that original hekdesh, which you already were mosif b'chomesh on. Omer of Papa, where does he get that from? My time with the Rebbe Yeshua Malevi? Omar Kro, Ve'im HaMagdish Yigalet Peto. If the guy who made the original Kiddusha, why did I just say Ima Ba'alim, right? Ima Magdish is stressing. He is the one that created the initial Kiddusha. Only a Magdish, not HaMatfis. Magdish velo HaMatfis. A secondary Kiddusha means I attach the current situation to a Kiddusha that already exists. Since it went out of its way to start talking about the Magdish, oh, so we got a perfect setup over here. Because what we've done is, by using Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, we created the situation that Rebbe Ovid was originally concerned for. The idea of the second use for a Tmura is exactly the same as the second use for being Mosif Chomesh. And therefore, I have the same question. Now, I know what you are thinking. What are you talking about? You have the same question. You certainly do not. Because the definition, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi over here, is secondary Kedusha, which would mean you were poided on another body. How could you have the same question? That's what it means, you're poided on another body. What are you talking about? Remember, we had two ways of raising the question. If I had used it for a Tmura and now I poided on another body, yeah. Tell me the equivalent case over here. If I had been poda it once at Beit Chomesh, and now it's on another body, is that your question? That's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. The second time, you don't. So I understand what you're asking, Bichlal, right? Somehow or other, the Gemara ignores that obvious, that it's insane to say it's the same thing. So Rashi explains that indeed the meaning of Hegdash Sheni was only where the Hegdash Sheni didn't add something to the Hegdash Rishon. So in other words, you started off, maybe, with an animal that was a Balmum, and you don't add anything to it, right? You add it also. Let's say you were given the case that we understood Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Somebody went ahead and he gave a behemoth that was a Balmum for Kedushas Domi. He then went ahead and was paid it again with another Balmum. So over there, he's saying that's called a secondary Kedusha, that's a Matfis, because there's nothing added. But how about if it got a Mum and now I made a Kedusha on a Tamim? So now I added. That's not called Hegdash Sheni. That's called Hegdash Rishon, but it's a different body. So now it becomes the same question. That's the issue. So here is where Rav Ovin suddenly comes along. Boy, Rav Ovin, word for word, the same sugya that we just had, same Yerushalmi that we just had, literally word for word. So boy, Rav Ovin, suppose you were mafresh anash, and then it got a mum, and then you added the chomesh, and here, instead of the case of Tamura, because obviously we're not interested in Tamura here, you already added the chomesh. You were now mechalal it on a behema that was now usable as a tummy. And then you lost that animal. So here's the other idea, that you not only flip the body, you flip the Kedusha, because it was lost, you found it, and now this one is going to be used for an Eila, and now you want to be paid it. Do you need to be Mosif HaKomish again? Do we say, since it's a different body and a different Kedusha, now you have to start over again and use a Komish or not? Again, a buyer comes along and says, what kind of crazy complexity is this? My coming barely, make up your mind. Are you asking Shnei Guf in the Kedusha Akav? So then leave out the part about getting lost and so on. Tibayle Balunis Chaper. You could just ask me what the din would be if there's a new body that's a Tomim. Is it going to have the same din? If what bothers you is Shnei Kedusha, the Gufakat, coming barely, then leave out the part about getting a moment, being, just talk about it's being lost and now it's getting a new Kedusha of an Ayla. And fine. And again, the Gemara answers word for word what it answered before. Reb Ovin is trying to be efficient, and he's asking, he's asking, if you're going to tell me, in that case, you don't have to add a chomesh, I would say, okay, because it was the same kedusha that you already made a chomesh on. But maybe if it's shnei gufim, shnei kedushas, so maybe over there, now it's a totally new thing. And in that case, you would have to be Mosif Chomesh. Or do we say, well, Mosif, it still comes from something that you paid a Chomesh, and therefore you don't pay a Chomesh again. And the Gemara again ends up with a Tekel. And the Gemara again brings the same language of the Yerushalmi that are brought before. Lishnakrina the Yerushalmi, boy Rabbi Avi. Hefrish Asha mitchaper bo v'umam v'chilolo al acher, and he was already mosif b'chomesh for the second animal. And now the question is, now the second animal gets a mum. Mao she yosif chomesh. In this version again, the question was separated by Rabbi Avi, first into different bodies. So I had been mosif kedusha by adding on this second animal a kedusha of a tamim. Now it gets a mum. Since it derived from that first animal, even though it's a different goof, do I have to add a chomesh or not? My next question is, and Abaye doesn't like that, because why are you asking two questions? Make up your mind, what's the primary question? Okay, fine, we'll get to that. Nitchaper, how about in a case where it got lost? It didn't get a mum. And I was nitchaper b'asham acher. And now I found it. And now nitik zeloila. Do I have to be mosif chomesh? Omer Abaye. In this version again, Abaye says, what's going on over here, man? I've been coming by like, what's his problem? What's his main issue? How does he understand the din of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi? Is he primarily concerned about this issue? The fact that it's a different body? Then leave out this whole jazz about the other question. What did I say? If it's a different kedusha, leave out the one about being paid with a mum. Just bring out the second case. If he's asking guf acher with the same kedusha, then leave out the second case where it got changed from an asham into an ayla. And loni boy niskarba basham acher. And again, the Gemara answers the same thing. Rabbi Avin was asking chonami go chonakabi by a light. What would be the din like this? First, my question is, if it's umam v'chilolo al acher, would he have to be mosif a chomesh? Mi amrinan ba'asham kama. It's only on the first one that he's not mosif chomesh, but if it turned into a new level of that kedusha of asham and a different goof, he would. Then afagav the claim bota kedusha, and even though it's the same kedusha of an asham, he would still have to be mosif chomesh. Or do we say that since ultimately, oh Dilma, since ultimately it's Ota Kedusha, ain't a Mosif Kodesh. The Eib Dib Tzaloma, Kibbe the Ota Kedusha, Kaib, ain't a Mosif Kodesh. How about if it was Nishaper V'yachem, and Nitek Zelo Oila, and now it's a new Kedusha, Mao. Do we say, Ki ain't a Mosif Kodesh only if it's in the same goof with the same Kedusha? But if it's in the same goof with a different Kedusha, but it's a Kered Lo, oh Dilma, but it's at least Oto HaGuf, and therefore it would still not be Mosif Kodesh. Again, according to the Yerushalmi, if you would have put both questions together, Rabbi Avin would never have asked it because Rabbi Avin, oh, well, then for sure, it's another goof, it's another kedusha. For sure, you have to know it's chomesh. Same way that we said before, but for sure, you can make a tumura. It's the exact same sugya in a new issue about osafas chomesh and teiku. Okay, everybody, been great, a pleasure. Have a wonderful day.